Linz.
What?
Would you like to join me on my podcast?
No.
Yeah. Why are you pausing?
Okay, hold on then. Let me just...
No, can't be started.
Oh. Hi.
Hiya. So, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
On this podcast. Come closer.
I'm trying to manoeuvre my way through your pillars.
I better stop eating this apple as well. That won't be nice. Listen to me munch on an apple. I thought we'd have a quick conversation.
Yes.
About the services event that we had recently. Look how I'm mirroring your body language.
I know. I'm making eye contact.
I know, yeah. Do you like it? Are you a little bit uncomfortable?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous.
No, so I just thought this would be a good time for the people that didn't manage to make it to the event to get a bit of information from us.
Yeah.
So can you tell me what was the main aim of the event?
The main aim of the event is...
Stop talking, posh, just talk normal. We're doing a podcast.
I'm just thinking. The main aim of the event...
I better not bite that apple. Yeah.
...was... to give the contractors the opportunity to look at what services are available, regional or national, that we haven't really focused on or had time to look at.
Yeah, that's right.
So we haven't had time
to
look at these services and to see how easily they could be put into pharmacies and...
Like actioned.
Actioned, yeah. And how to get the whole team involved, and it's not always about the pharmacist doing everything.
That's a good point. So would you say the event went well?
Definitely, the feedback that we got.
Yeah.
5 stars on the majority of things.
Yeah.
Everyone said it was good to have the events back again.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly 98%, was it 98% of the people there were from independent pharmacies?
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Which is really good. And that everybody was open to seeing how they could be involved in the new services.
So what do you think, like, pharmacies should do at the moment? Obviously, it's a very busy time of year. Is there something they should be doing now? Or maybe thinking, right, in January, I'm going to do this. Do people need to look at services? Or
I think it all depends on where they're at personally, because we had some pharmacies in the room who were absolutely, yeah, we're ready to take on new services, bring it on. And then others were like, we're inundated with COVID and flu. This is good to know now, and we'll park it till like January, February time when they're over the most of it.
Yeah.
So I think it all depends where they are. And obviously, if they need any help with that, we can go in and support them with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully everyone knows. That get in touch with anyway.
With us, can't they?
So maybe it would be something to either think about now, or if you're management or not, look at what services you're already providing, what you've got contracts for and that sort of thing. Which is something we can help with if you're not sure.
Definitely, because I know some of the pharmacies in the room were actually contracted to deliver those services we discussed and either hadn't for... whatever reason, they might not have even known they were signed up because they didn't head office.
Yeah, that's a classic.
But also, maybe haven't provided the service because they thought it was more work than it actually was. So hopefully when we discussed it, they realised how simple some of the services were.
Yeah, well, that's it. As soon as you hear there's another job to be, you just feel overloaded and overworked already. You just think, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, well... this was just like a little trial to see if we could do a podcast. And I'm hoping when we play it back, we've done it. We've had a conversation in my front room.
Well,
what if it hasn't recorded right or something? We will. Anyway, I reckon then we should do something like this. Like, this is 4.5 minutes. By the time we stop talking, it'll be like 5 minutes. You don't want longer than that, do you? So we should do like an episode on a service each time, maybe.
Okay.
Do you think?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, let's do that. Also, I've nibbled on my apple, so I need to remember not to have anything edible around me when we do this. I'm hoping we can't hear it when we listen back.